I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you a special ethics edition of the Sales for Lawyers podcast. This episode focuses on common activities engaged in by lawyers online and the solicitation rules that govern lawyers. There may be additional ethics rules implicated by sales and marketing activities, such as whether online communications constitute legal advice or can trigger conflict rules. I will leave those issues for you to contemplate on your own. Here, we're only going to talk about the solicitation rules and the internet activities of lawyers. You may find this topic timely because COVID-19 has us doing more online than we'd prefer. So I'm covering activities that traditionally have been online, plus those that have migrated online during the pandemic. Specifically, this podcast covers the following five activities: connecting on social media, data mining, engaging during virtual meetings, adding contacts to your email marketing list, offering legal subscriptions on your website. Before we jump right in, let's talk about what a solicitation is. A solicitation is any communication by any mode of communication where you offer your goods or services for sale. The rules, the bar rules governing lawyer solicitations vary from state to state. But in all cases, the issue is how you're communicating and with whom. The how we've already defined as being online. For this podcast, we're going to define the with whom as a person with whom you have no prior relationship. So you're communicating online with persons you didn't know before. Connecting on social media. This one is easy. It's no different than giving your business card to a stranger you meet offline. You're not offering anything for sale. You don't even know if they need to buy anything that you sell. You're just introducing yourself and suggesting that the two of you get to know each other better. It's like meeting someone at a wedding. You say, "Are you with the bride or the groom?" "Oh, nice. Here's my card. Let's stay in touch." The online equivalent would be, "Hi, we have a lot of connections in common, so LinkedIn suggested that we connect." So far, this social media stuff is a non-issue. But let's continue with the example. Because if you're like me, my LinkedIn connections are automatically added to my CRM. There's a function there that with the software that does that. The CRM has a data mining lead generation function that gathers information about my contacts and alerts me to that information, which sometimes reveals a business opportunity. How do I go about pursuing that opportunity within the anti-solicitation rule, which prohibits soliciting non-relatives you have no prior business relationship with, except by snail mail, clearly marked as a solicitation? At least that's how restrictive the Florida rule is. So check your rule and see what's prohibited and what's allowed. But let's deal with this very strict rule because we can satisfy even it. Since the bar rules don't have many comments or examples dealing with online activities, I find that the best way to analyze online activity is to compare it to similar offline activity. So let's set aside the data mining for the moment. What if I had been reading the Wall Street Journal and discovered that the person I met at the wedding earlier was contemplating a deal or was implicated in some sort of scandal where I could be of some help? You'll recall, I don't know the fellow wedding guests very well. So what I'd do in that situation is contact the bride or groom and ask her or him to facilitate a call or meeting so that I could pitch my services. Once they did that, the communication becomes a referral, which is not a prohibited solicitation. So what's the equivalent for my own online example with LinkedIn? Simple. When my data mining uncovers an opportunity with someone I don't know very well, I don't contact the person myself. Rather, I reach out to some of our common contacts, see who knows the prospect best, and then ask them to facilitate a call. Now, the online interaction is a referral too. Moving on, what if you attend a virtual conference and you go into a breakout room with a prospective client, then ask the prospect if they'd like to do a private video conference or get together in person when circumstances permit? If you do that, it's okay if you're not selling anything. But let's make it more complicated. Let's assume you're being intentional at this virtual convention and that you've identified folks you want to meet ahead of time because you know they have an issue that's within your expertise. In that instance, when this is a sales and marketing activity on your part, can you say the following? I read in the Wall Street Journal that you were considering expansion in the Latin American market. Can we discuss some work my firm has been doing in that region? Now, can you ask that question? Well, that's a solicitation. You're clearly looking for an opportunity to pitch your services to a prospect that you believe to be in the market for those services, and you don't have a prior business relationship with the prospect. Yet, this is not an abnormal or unwelcome solicitation. Your question is consistent with the way non-lawyer legal service providers procure legal work, and the prospect is a business person who will not object to hearing different viewpoints on how it can pursue a business objective. They're on equal, if not superior, footing to you as a lawyer. So there's no danger of undue influence or duress. Are you really going to return to your office, then send a letter marked as an advertisement asking for a meeting? If you do, the prospect may already have hired representation by the time they receive your correspondence, assuming they ever open the letter at all. Try rephrasing your question instead. So rather than asking whether you can get together to talk about what your firm is doing in the region, say the following. I read in the Wall Street Journal that you're considering expansion in the Latin American market. Are you inviting firms to share our ideas on how you might grow in that region? Now, you've given the prospect the opportunity to invite you to pitch. Technically, they'd be soliciting you to bid rather than the other way around. Their answer will be something like, "We don't have an official solicitation, but I'm happy to hear you out." So, you get your pitch meeting within the rules. Until these rules catch up to the way business actually works, it's probably better to think before we speak when engaging with prospective clients. So make sure you're phrasing it so that the prospect has an easy way out, or the prospect has to ask you to come to the table. The next two are easier. Email marketing. What if you come across someone's email and add it to your newsletter, which includes coupons and other sales-related content? As long as you give them an opportunity to opt out, that one's no big deal because it's a written communication and the advertising nature or aspect of it is inherent and readily apparent. The communication is not synchronous, where the prospect could feel duress or uneasiness. So unless your state's rules expressly say do not send emails to strangers, this one should be fine. Finally, subscription services. What if you take it a step further and offer your services for sale on your website? It's clearly a solicitation, but you're not forcing anyone to go to your website, and you're not forcing them to buy anything if they do go to your website. So that one is no different than having a physical office with your firm name and a listing of services appearing in the ground floor window, like law offices, divorces, DUIs, wills. You know, online, you may be offering services that are more sophisticated in nature, but the concept is the same, whether it's low-end services or high-end services. You're making the service available, and the person has to make their own decision to come inside the office and engage with your support staff, or to click the link to learn more about the subscription offering. So I hope this episode has provided a bit of clarity regarding the ethics of online sales activities. This episode is a free supplement to a sales ethics CLE course we have available called Sales for Lawyers, How to Sell Ethically. The 2.5 credit hour CLE covers virtually all of the specific bar rules relating to sales and marketing activities of lawyers. So referral fees, fee splitting, conflicts, niche marketing, solicitation, and so on. How those rules apply in practice, and how to avoid disciplinary action for sales and marketing activities. The CLE also covers more than 20 lead generation tools used in the sale and marketing of legal services. And it discusses both trends in regulation of sales and marketing activities and trends in the selling, in sales and marketing activities themselves. However, it does not address the internet activities we covered here today, so I thought this podcast would round out the CLE, which is available on our website, sales4lawyers.com. And depending on when you're listening to this podcast, it may also be available on the Florida Bar's website, as the CLE is accredited by the Florida Bar. The price is just $49. Well, that does it for today. My podcasts are getting longer and longer. Soon you're going to need an entire commute in order to listen to one of them. That'll make for a most happy drive. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Join me next time for a regular episode where we will offer a sales tip.